Welcome to Books, Beauty, and Business, hosted by Tawny Bro and Heather Maris. As directors and entrepreneurs, the two of us have decades of experience in high-dollar, high-value revenue-producing roles that have opened doors to amazing people with inspiring stories and insights into business and success.
Our goal is to inspire, motivate, and encourage others through laughter, accountability, success stories, and most importantly, easy steps for achieving greatness. We hope you enjoy.
So today's topic is how to set goals and stay focused in our day-to-day. And as entrepreneurs, moms, business owners, employees, and leaders in industries, everyone really tackles this in a different way. And I feel like today we're going to give you a few things that you can take away and use immediately in your day-to-day world that will help you achieve your goals and also help you stay focused.
Yes. So as a strategic sales director with a hectic household to manage, my day-to-day schedule is quite hectic. Effective time management is key for me. So we will definitely cover that in more depth in a future podcast. I have to be extremely intentional with my time, and I find that I have to realign my focus on a daily basis. And for that reason, I find that getting up 30 minutes before the rest of my household to make coffee and mentally prepare myself for the day really allows me the time I need to focus and establish daily priorities for myself. So this is a habit that I began early this year, and it's really helped me in feeling prepared as I move throughout my days.
So just taking that time in the morning to kind of focus on your priorities for the day and to set goals. And goals can be daily goals, right? They can be monthly, quarterly, annually. Everyone does the whole New Year's resolution goals as well. Mm-hmm. Gail Matthews did a study at the Dominican University in California, and she took the study of the whole goal setting and writing it down, the Yale University one, and she took it a step further. She actually had groups of people, and the first group wrote down their goals, and this immediately showed 42% success rate for people that just took the step to write them down. And then she took it further with a couple more groups, and the group that shared their goals with a friend actually and had weekly updates had a 76% more success rate of achieving their goals, or they were at least halfway there. So when you're thinking about your goals, whether in whatever part of life you're thinking about that goals, whether it's financial, relational, or just health goals, possibly writing them down immediately gives you a 42% success rate, more than if you didn't write them down.
Wow. That's amazing to think that if I just take that extra step of writing down my goal, that I instantly, my success rate in achieving that is going to be 42% increase. So That right there is great. And I can definitely relate to that. The next thing that I think is super important is identifying your goals, right? So in today's world, there's a lot of distraction. There's a lot of things personally that I'm always wanting to accomplish, right? So I almost overset goals. I set too many. And in all of the studies that I've read and things that I'm learning is that it's better to just try and pick a few that's tangible, right? To stay focused and take the time to identify not only the goals that you're setting, write them down, but why do you want to achieve them? What's the value behind them? What does it mean to you if you were to achieve these goals? So understanding the value behind what are you trying to accomplish in your goal? So if you take the time to really think through that, I think that your success rate is higher because you've tied it back to a value in your life and you know that it's important to you. And so it's easier to stay focused throughout your days, weeks, months, especially if you're setting those long-term goals, right? I think that that's really important. If not, you can just, it gets unmanageable. There's so many things that we want to do in our lives. So
yeah,
whittling it down in the same focus to maybe like 3 to 5, I think is much more mm-hmm. manageable than having like 10 big goals. And even if it's only one, have one goal, start small.
Yeah. And short-term goals and long-term goals too. And then when you write them down, it does a couple of things. It takes your right brain that thinks, and it taps into the left brain that's more tactile. So you get everything focused on what that goal is. And then you want to kind of break it down and not be super vague with goals. You want to be more specific when you do write them down. So if there's a financial goal, you're trying to get out of debt, or you're trying to pay down, you know, a credit card, or save, maybe even save money just to focus on finances. But how you do that on a weekly, on a monthly, weekly, and daily basis to hit your goal really helps if you're thinking about that, and then kind of write the big goal down, and then maybe under it a couple actions of what you want to be doing to achieve that goal. Because I remember when I was teaching, my first career, and I was working on my master's, I thought, how am I going to have a full-time job, be a mom, work, go back to school, get my master's? And it was just this huge goal that I had. But then I just really broke it down into, you know, for me, it was semester by semester, what I wanted to accomplish, what I needed to do every day to meet my goal. And then when you get into a corporate job, sometimes your goals are set for you. Sometimes those quotas are set for you, but then breaking it down to what do I need to do each day to get there, and thinking about that and kind of having that flow is really helpful as well.
Oh yeah, I totally agree with that. And sometimes you may have set goals, but your personal goal is maybe higher than that, right? So for instance, I just started a new position with a new company this last year, and I went to our, you know, annual sales kickoff, and they were announcing President's Club. So they were announcing all the people that won for last year. And I immediately was asking everybody, what do I have to do to win President's Club? Like, I want to go to that next year. I just started. I want to make an impact in my very first year here. How am I going to do that? So the first thing was, well, what do I need to achieve? What's the number that I need to hit? And they're like, well, it's not just the number. Here's the other things. And it's kind of a combination of this. I'm like, okay, well, let me write down all the things that I need to hit that goal. And then you kind of work backwards, right? So if I know that I have to sell $1 million to guarantee my entrance and, you know, to make me eligible, then I need to work backwards and figure out, okay, what does that break down to quarterly? And also I had to take into consideration, I just started. So there's kind of a ramp up and a learning curve. So I had to take into consideration, okay, maybe my first quarter or my first 6 months even, I'm going to be a little bit behind. How am I going to ensure that by December 31st, I've hit all the things I need to? So really working towards that goal is important. Another thing, another way to stay focused is vision boards. So I know we've talked about vision boards in the past, but I personally, for me, I set this one goal, and this year I kept it really simple. I set two, and I'll talk about another one either today or another time, but I wanted to go to President's Club. So I have a picture, it's in Aruba this year. I have a picture of Aruba all over. I have it in my bathroom when I open up my medicine cabinet. I have it in my office. I have it like a little coaster that sits at my desk. I have it everywhere. So I have constant reminders of, I want to achieve this. And it keeps me focused because every day it's in my face and it reminds me of, hey, am I doing what I need to do to go to Aruba? This is a commitment I made to myself. It's a goal I'm trying to achieve. And what would it mean for me? Well, for me, it would mean that I could prove myself in a different capacity. I'm doing something different this year than I've ever done before. And so it was a little daunting, but I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it. And this was a tangible way that I could set this goal and I could achieve it. It was tangible and I'm close. So we'll see how the rest of the year goes. I got 2 months, but I am on track to go. So we'll see how the next 2 months go.
I have faith that you will get there. You've done a lot of great strategies and you're brilliant at your job as well. But identifying those goals and writing them down. So I hope you've written them down as well. It's going to get you, I mean, that alone just gives you a better success rate of achieving that. I agree. And moving kind of into the next topic of vision boards, when you read about the most successful people and kind of the habits that they have and the things that they do, vision boards is something that you'll constantly hear about. And it's just a way for you to have a reminder of what's important. It's so easy to get distracted in our day-to-day with, you know, with the kids, with the job, with the business, with whatever it is you're thinking about and working on, to recenter yourself and really focus back on you and those goals for yourself and what you're trying to accomplish. So I actually created my first vision board. Now, I may have created one in a different life in a different time when I was younger, but this was really an intentional board for me. And it has, I've actually divided it up into different parts of my life are in the finance, like the debt-free. There's some places I want to go. So I have some travel pictures as well. But it gives you that reminder. And what you really want is it to be able to center you and get you back, you know, back on track. And one of the things that I have on my board right in the middle, and this stops me every time I stop by and I read it, it says, ask yourself if what you're doing today is getting you closer to where you want to be tomorrow. So whether that's a fitness goal, you know, a health goal, a financial goal, a goal at work, are you doing what you're supposed to be doing today to actually achieve that goal tomorrow? Because achieving a goal is a process, right? You actually have to do something to get there. And sometimes we sit around and just kind of want things to come to us. And we all know that doesn't happen. You have to work hard. You have to work hard to achieve these. So that to me is a great reminder. And I just, yeah, I just sat down and I found some pictures and some quotes and some things that inspire me. And so I love my vision board.
I love that. I'm going to steal that quote from you. I'm going to paint it on my vision board. That's awesome. And how long did it take you to put together your vision? I mean, first you're writing down your goals. How long did it take you to compile kind of what your goals are and then put it together in, you know, a vision board?
Well, I probably took an afternoon, and then over time I continue to add to it. So it's just really a big like cork board with a nice frame around it, and it's in my office. But I just kind of, you know, it starts with the exercise of writing down like what you're trying to accomplish for the year. And I'm going to do this each year, actually. So this was, you know, my 2018 vision board. And maybe it'll change for next year. Maybe it will stay the same, because a lot of them are long-term goals. But I just found some really inspirational things. And like the affirmations are the daily things that you think about and the narrative you have running through your head, and the things that you read about, those daily affirmations I think are really important. And some of them are cheesy. Some of them are really great. But, and I know everyone kind of handles their own daily affirmations in a different way. Some people have sticky notes, you know, everywhere. I do some journaling in the mornings, and I try to, if I have time, I try to do some journaling in the morning and in the evening and write down some of those daily affirmations and things that I am thankful for. And the statements that really make you feel empowered, like take you to a time when you were like super successful. You had a really great, you know, seminar, you had a really great deal that closed or something that is so inspiring, kind of takes you back to that place and that feeling. And it's kind of that power statement that gets you ready for your day as well.
I love that.
Yeah. Do you do daily affirmations?
I do. I try and write them down, on a daily basis, but I also have little quotes and things throughout my office too, just like you, that really inspire me. And sometimes it's just a silly one. So I do have this silly one in my office that says, coffee in hand, big girl panties pulled up, sparkle in my eye, and a smile on my face. Yep, I'm ready for the day, bring it on. So I've got that in my office. I used to have it right in front of me because it just kind of put a smile on my face, made me laugh, made me like, all right, girl, you gotta put your big girl panties on and get to work today, right? And I'm ready to go. So it little things, and everybody's different on what kind of sparks that motivation or inspiration for all of us. But having those like visual representations throughout our lives and those daily affirmations are so important, not, you know, to stay focused and to stay motivated and inspired, you know, and understanding how we're motivated. I like your idea and what you just said about, thinking back to times when we felt really good about something, if we gave a great presentation and we had a positive outcome, drawing on that energy, I think is really important and something we can always draw back to is like, I did this, I felt really good, and taking that energy and seeing what did we do there, kind of breaking it down so that we can replicate that in the future. I read something about that too in a book, The Myth of a Nice Girl, by Fran Houser. She says something like that, where she's talking about sometimes if she's preparing for a big presentation or negotiation, she's going in the boardroom, she draws on past experiences where she felt really successful, and she kind of breaks it down and what did I do then? This is what I did. This is why I felt good about it. And she tries to re-replicate that process in her life and really just draws that energy too that she felt during that time. And I think that's great. I think those are great tips to take home and that can be practiced in our daily lives as we're trying to accomplish whatever goals and whatever greatness that we're setting out to achieve, whether it's business, home life, marriage, you know, being a mom, being a parent, anything. I think that you can take those and you can apply those across the board.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite daily affirmation that you say?
I don't. Do you?
Well, while I'm journaling, when I'm thinking about, I try to write three things that I'm grateful for and mm-hmm. then three things that I'd love to have happen, like my wish list things, and mm-hmm. then three affirmations. And sometimes my affirmations are just like, I feel strong, I feel healthy, I'm powerful, I'm smart, I'm successful, just like those natural ones. But mm-hmm. I know some people get really specific and real creative with affirmations, mm-hmm. so I may look into that. But for me, it has to really be something that feels empowering to myself. So when I tell mm-hmm. myself, I am successful, I am strong, I'm smart, I am a good negotiator, like I am doing mm-hmm. my job well, and I tap into those feelings, that feeling of empowerment and writing it down, I think is kind of that holistic that gets you in the right like groove, right? It's like, yeah, you're in your groove and you're feeling good and you're telling yourself you're amazing and you're ready to go do whatever it is you're going to do. So now I was just curious because I know that there are many books and many probably websites. You can find a bunch on Pinterest probably, but just find that daily affirmation that really makes you feel empowered. So I think mm-hmm. I think that's a really important tip. So today we talked about setting goals, why it's so important to set those goals and so important to write them down. We talked a little bit about vision boards. You know, we should have a vision board party every year, like in January.
I love that. Yes.
And get together and grab some of your girlfriends and just talk about, because right there you're talking about your goals, you're sharing them with your friends, and then you're doing something like creative to create this, you know, it doesn't have to be huge or big. It can be on the back of your closet door if you don't, you know, want it out in public, but just something that recenters you and reminds you of, you know, what you're trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. And then find some daily affirmations that work for you.
I like that. And you know what? Why wait till January? We should get that on the calendar, grab some of our girlfriends, grab a bottle of wine, and let's do it. Let's put it in motion and let's test out this theory. I definitely think, you know, sharing, staying accountable, having a group that you're accountable with, having that visual representation, we're going to increase our, what was the percentage by
76%. Yep.
76% if we do this. Just think of how successful we're going to be. Why wait till next year? Let's do it in November.
Well, we'll work on that. Well, we hope you enjoyed our topics today of goal setting and staying motivated. And please join us again. Subscribe below to find out when our new podcasts come out. Check out the website at www.booksbeautyandbusiness.com. And we will see you next time.
Till next time.
Bye, girl. Bye.
Bye, girl. Bye.